Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Essence. This is our completion class, and what an amazing 4 weeks it has been. And today will be another amazing day, so really excited to have you here. Would love to hear about your transformations as things have been shifting and changing for you. We'll be working with Kundalini. And we'll also be working with Prana today. We have a lot to cover, and it's going to be remarkable. I just was in kind of a deep reflection before we started the broadcast, and looking, we could go into the blueprint one more time, and what it looks like is most people only have about 3% access to their Kundalini. So the Kundalini tends to be set really low, and it's another one of those tweaks we could do with the blueprint. So we'll see how the class progresses today, and if it makes sense, we'll do that, and we'll go in and do one more improvement and correction to the blueprint. So I see lots of enthusiasm and lots of people signing in, so I want to just welcome each one of you. Let's see, so Pamela and Nancy and Jamie and Donald, Nadia, yay, Trevor, yay. Janet, oh, Janet's got music, good. And Janice, and all great, good, great to be with you. And Sharon, and Anne, and Marisha. Hi, Marisha, and thank you so much for the beautiful flowers behind me. And Nancy, and Neela, and Catherine, and Darshan. I'm going to talk to you later, aren't I, Darshan? Limi, Cindy, Sharon. Hi, Sharon. B and Sharon and Abdulgafa and Tony and Rose. So good morning, everyone, and I'm sure there are people on the phone line and people who haven't signed in because we have a really good showing this morning of students coming in. So Servina, there we go. So let's begin our slides. Good morning, Margaret. And Margaret drove up to my birthday party. It was so fun to see you here at my home and all those beautiful little special things you brought. Thank you, Margaret. And also to Marisha, thank you for coming. That was so sweet. Okay, so we're into Essence and our class two. And Megan. Hi, Megan. And today we'll be working on Kundalini and Prana up-leveling. And Kundalini in the Eastern tradition is the additional feature of life force starting at the base of the spine in a double helix rising up the spine. If you have a very healthy Kundalini, this force of energy is often seen as green, will rise up your spine, fountain out your crown chakra, and then spiral around your body, encompassing you in your own vibrant God energy. This is typically seen in an awakened or enlightened master. We will awaken and clear the path of your Kundalini and learn about pranic breath, a prana intimately related to Kundalini. Both are considered important spiritual aspects of life force. We'll start the class again, as always, with a blessing.
Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswati Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And we'll quickly review the quantum pump, the very simplest of quantum pumps. We're just going to be doing the regular quantum pump today. Elbow down at your side, right hand, hand moving forward, and it's a reflex, not squeezing, just a reflex. Like that. Goes like that. Very good. And let's go ahead and review also the muscle testing, and that's kinesiology, and your right hand extended, ring finger held firm, pointer finger from the left hand is pushing down. It works because your muscles can tell you what's true and not true. I am Julie Renee, will test strong, and so my finger will not drop. I'm Bozo the Clown. My finger will become weak and drop because it's not true. If you have a different way of testing on kinesiology, that's perfectly fine muscle testing. And if you want to use multiple hands or your left or right hand or your feet for quantum pumping, that's also perfectly fine. Okay. We would do that really fast today. And well, we should, because we're in our fourth class. But it's always good to do a little quick review. So we're going to look at Kundalini first. And yogic life force that is held to lie coiled at the base of the spine until it is aroused and sent to the head to trigger enlightenment. So isn't that wonderful? And then another definition of Kundalini, it is, in Sanskrit, it's the female, it's the feminine form. The word is actually in the female form. It's a circular or coiled. In yoga, the word applies to life force that lies at the coiled serpent, like a coiled serpent, at the base of the spine. And that can be sent along the spine to the head through prescribed postures and exercises. On the way, the Kundalini passes through the six chakras, or points of physical or spiritual energy in the human body. At the seventh chakra, the yogi is said to experience enlightenment. So most people have Kundalini just sitting at the base of the spine where it's not moving up. And as a yogi is mastering their enlightenment, it moves up higher and higher on the spine, activating the chakras as well. And understanding, if you remember right, the chakras go in through the body to each side. The center connection is the path of Kundalini also. Clearing blocks to awakening Kundalini. And this is what it looks like, except I would say that I've seen it in like a lime green. It's interesting to see the colors that were used as this artist represented it. But this is what it looks like, a double helix going up the spine, out the head. And then if it's fully activated, it'll also swirl around your body. Some people talk about the Kundalini as a coiled snake, and this is a symbol of Kundalini, the serpent. That's also a symbol of Shiva. So we'll be clearing the blocks to awakening Kundalini and clearing blocks on the passage up the spine through the seven chakras. We'll do the second part of the clearing in a meditation. And we'll be pumping to clear the blockages for people experiencing the awakening Kundalini. In amplification, it's bloodline, soul contracts, demonic curses, satanic curses, evil spirit curses, alien type 5, alien type 8, and embedding, demons, and their anchor is permeations, guests are embedding and permeations, and transmortals are wormholes. So we'll be clearing those things from amplification. On just a regular pump is fine. In perception, it means, which is group mind, miasm, group mind virus, black magic, things we say about ourselves to prevent ourselves from experiencing enlightenment, curses, things that other people have said to us that, oh, you'll never awaken, timelines, karma, shared energy, control energy, agreements, and then emotion, of course, DNA, DNA of others, and DNA resets. So these are all things that I saw that would stand in the way of you having your Kundalini awakened and moving up the spine. Okay, and good morning to Mai, and everybody is pumping at this point. Barbara, good morning. Would chiropractic care of the spine assist Kundalini's passage in any way on the physical plane? Maybe 4%, a very tiny amount. Good morning, Victoria and Eileen, good morning. So that was for Marisha, and just a tiny amount, not very much. Okay, so let's see. Okay. It looks like this will be about a 12-minute process, so we should be through about 23 minutes after the hour on this particular clearing. If we have time to do a chakra walk from work from last week. Yes, please, I think that I asked you to remind me. Isn't that interesting? I think we can do the chakra in the meditation. Did we not get through all of the chakras? Oh, I know. We didn't. We were going to activate them, but there was just wasn't enough time. Is that correct? Somebody reminded me. The whole week has gone by. It's like 1,000 days have gone by in a week. Right. Okay, activating the chakras. Yeah, I think we can do that as we awaken the kundalini in the spine in the meditation that follows this clearing. We'll activate the chakras again and see if we can move them up to 100% function in both the function and performance. You're welcome. Oh, chakra 7 to 12. Yeah, looks like we can do that. I get a yes. Oh, you're welcome. Yay. So when I was in a class with the Berkeley Psychic Institute, I'd already lived in India and been greeted by all the masters my travels to India. And again, we're clearing this group, so I'm going to just leave this on so that you can see what we're clearing. I know it can be confusing. So I was in India, and there were at least five other masters there that had recognized me and said, "Where have you been, Veda? We have been looking all over for you." So I was back, in the U.S. when I was taking some clairvoyant training to get on top of the crazy amount of clairvoyant skill I had. There's 16 ways to be clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, telepathic, telekinetic. I had all of them, and they were between 80 and 100%. They were all on full blast. And so I had gone to the Berkeley Psychic Institute to learn how to turn things down a little bit so that I could actually live a normal life. But you have to imagine coming in as a master, but then agreeing to forget that you were a master and go through a difficult childhood and a difficult young life. So when I was in the Kundalini class, I was sitting in the Kundalini class, and we had three trainings that were three different evenings that we came in. And each training, it was like fireworks, and the teachers were watching me thinking, what in the world is going on? The Kundalini would rise up my spine, and then it would leap out the top of my head, and then it would encircle my body, which I was watching also, and it was pretty exciting to see this beautiful kind of a lime neon green awake and fully able to access it and use it. So I'm excited about helping you begin to awaken your Kundalini and this special life force that really has to do, again, with awakening spiritual power. Just like I was thinking about this, the golden rings, which are an affirmation of your awakening, frequency and vibration that you emanate, that's also an affirmation of your awakening state. And some of that really is about wise elder wisdom and love wisdom, isn't it? It's about embodying that love wisdom. And so what you're able to actually embody is also reflected in these beautiful mechanisms that allow you to have more grace, more ease, more power, more spiritual power, more fluidity in the world, you know, and in your life and in manifesting miracles. And I think one of the things that we've forgotten is how miracles are a daily occurrence. They are what is meant to happen every day. And by activating these spiritual graces, these mechanisms that are wired into our blueprint to support us, to validate us, but really to increase our power and influence, we're able to live more fully expressed as an enlightened, awakened human. I'm excited about this. Okay, looks like there's been a few questions coming in as I've been chatting, so let me scroll down a little bit so I hopefully get everybody's question here. Okay, let's see. Rose is asking, best way to reach me regarding things not pertaining to the class. Best way, Rose, is to contact support@julierenee.com. And then if it's something related to technology, they can help you. And if it's something that is a very specific question to me, they just pass it on. So support@julierenee.com is the best way to contact me. And Margaret, I feel like there is some energy that is twisted on back of my heart chakra is interfering with Kundalini. Do you see this interference? Generally, wouldn't a heart chakra wouldn't interfere with Kundalini, but let's see. Alien type 4, so an archon. Looks like there's three of them there, Margaret, and you would just clear them. And then let's see. Looks like they're attached with implants, so I would just work on clearing those. And Nina, I think I may have the same issue as Margaret. Do you have the same? No. But let's see if you've got something on the back of your heart chakra. No, I don't see anything on your heart chakra, Nina. And then and will it also restore divine connection and our energy body? Well, our energy body is a whole separate training. So we did a little bit of work on our energy body last week, and we have 100% energy in a training where that's what we focus on. We're focusing on essence in this particular training and how it relates to spirit in body. So that's our training. Darshan, will this support me in to open up to access more of my intuition and psychic senses? I'm not sure about that. Maybe a 50% improvement, maybe. It's not directly towards that. Actually, kind of the opposite. As you awaken your inner awareness, your kundalini is able to rise naturally. But maybe, and I see I test 50%. Thanks for sharing your story. It really makes me feel better. Oh, you're welcome. And Rose, thank you. I will try again. Good. Does the lower back pain involve anything to do with awakening kundalini in humans? And is it safe for humans to awaken the kundalini if they're not yet fully awake in other areas? Lower back pain have to do with kundalini. I don't think your lower back pain has to do with kundalini. And is it safe for humans to awaken kundalini if they're not fully awakened in other areas? Yes, it is. I mean, kundalini is just pure, enlightenment energy. If you aren't able to really manage that energy, then it doesn't really come back on. Like, we're going to wake it up in the class, but if you feel like that's more than you are ready to handle, then it can also go back down. But I find it really delightful, so I don't know. I do understand that what's been given the name Kundalini can be very intense because it's not set properly, so it can scare people. And that is the reason that I think I tested to go into the blueprint and correct that. So sometimes people's Kundalini can come on without them expecting, and it can come on really intensely and be kind of scary and overwhelming. And I don't, that's not what it's meant to be. It's meant to be this wonderful life force that is coming up and, you know, supporting enlightenment. Is the meaning of chi the same as Kundalini? I don't think so. Chi might be more related to prana. Kundalini is actually a mechanism in the spine. I've never heard chi called a mechanism in the spine. And Eileen, Julie, did I clear the fourth spirit you told me about? Yes, you did, Eileen. And my, have I cleared my weak spinal cord issue? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I get yes, my. And Jeanette, hello everyone, and Darshan, thanks. And Nadia, many years ago I felt my Kundalini rising but did not know what it was, so I got scared and pushed it down. Since then, I have never made it there. Can you check me on what is going on? I would, Nadia, I want to actually clear things for people, go into the blueprint, correct the response, and then awaken the Kundalini rather than taking the time to check everybody on what's happened in their Kundalini. If you don't, though, have a good response now today, then please let me know later in the call, because we're going to be just have one more minute on this clearing, and then I'm going to do the blueprint clearing, and then we'll do the awakening in the meditation. So just hang in there. Tony, it's probably a wiring. Let me see about the blueprint correction. Okay. I'm needing to pop into the blueprints to stay on schedule. We are at the place of completion on, let's see, clearing. You could pump for another couple minutes, so why don't you keep pumping to hold this space while I go in now and correct the problem with Kundalini, how it's set to come on and scare people, and that it's not well-functioning in most people. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to go into a quiet state. I'm going into the blueprint. Please hold a beautiful space. Looks like there is another minute or two of clearing on this process that we have in front of us. So here we go. All right. I'm back. And yeah, the same three bugaboo archons that were there the last time I did a clearing were there saying, uh-oh. So I removed them from the blueprint. And then I made the corrections in the blueprint. And Kundalini. Hold. I get that it will hold. Good. 3,000 years at least. That, so hopefully the correction I made 3,000 years from now that humanity has evolved. That would be really wonderful. All right. I do see some questions coming in. Please come onto the class on time. This is a request I make because I don't want to keep answering the same question over and over again. So there's some questions that have come up where people clearly came on 10 minutes into the class. And so I love you. I appreciate you. I understand that things can be challenging sometimes, but I don't want to keep answering the same question. So please come on time. Okay, we're going to be going on to the next process. By the way, let me know how that was for you, how that felt. Sorry, I saw this message and I thought, oh goodness, we've answered this like 8 other people have asked this question and now we're getting it again. Thank you. I feel much gratitude for you. Wonderful. Wow, I was laughing through that. That's great. Had the same experience as Nadia. Excellent. Okay, my dears. All right, so we're going on to the next process. And I believe that is the next process is the meditation. Oops, sorry here. I jumped. We're on prana now, but we've got to do meditation. Okay, so now that we've corrected things in the blueprint and we've cleared the blocks in programs and spiritual parasites, we're going to go next to a meditation for clearing the Kundalini channel. And while we're doing that, we'll activate the 7 body chakras and the chakras over the body. So that will be what we do next. And just let's see. Gosh, I'm going to need maybe 2 minutes before I take you into the guided meditation. So I'll look at some of the things coming in. But this will be the next step. We'll be going in and cleaning the Kundalini channel that goes all the way up the spine, so that double helix, and then activating all the chakras. And Janice said she saw a green and golden zigzag lines of light going through. I felt like I felt like and could see figures like angels above us watching or witnessing the transformation. I felt really cold waves through my body. That's beautiful, Janice. Beautiful description. Wonderful. Okay. Since I have to take 2 minutes before I do the next kind of trance thing, I'll just probably 1 more minute here to see what else came in. Rattling things? I don't think so, Neela. I think that's maybe a blockage in the Kundalini. So it could be, but it's not a normal thing. Cindy, are there emotions that arise when we awaken Kundalini? It could be. Could be. Yay from Eileen. And Limi, I've answered the question. And Anne, I had the same experience as Nadia. Beautiful. I felt something in my neck freeing. Thank you. And Victoria said, wow. And Nadia, so grateful for what you did. You're welcome, Nadia. And Sharon, thank you, Julie Renee. Beautiful. Felt got cold enough to have a wrapped up in a blanket. Good. Yes, I had a nice birthday from Eileen, and feeling lots of releasing from Margaret and Rose sounded like spiritual warfare while you were working on clearing the blueprints. Exactly. In that way a little bit. But I like to think of it more like just inviting them to leave rather than warfare. But yeah, I spent about half of the time moving out the archons that have been really the troublemakers in the blueprint, and eventually they're not going to be there. Megan said, I felt chronic neck tension let go with a spasm. Now my neck feels free. Wonderful. Okay, and I'm ready to take you into the meditation. So finding a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make it nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release excess energy from the body. Opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. We want this beautiful meditation to be very grounded, so this big, wide grounding cord and earth energy running in our legs will be very important through the whole meditation. Finding a place in the universe that's in harmony with you, bringing cosmic energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bringing cosmic energy down through your back and back channels, all the way down into the pelvic cradle, looping up the belly, up the chest, up the neck, up the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body. Go ahead and take a little golden vacuum cleaner, a little golden Roomba, and just from the top of your head, spiral around and clean up your aura. And just throw it down the big grounding cord once it's done. And now we're going to awaken the chakras, and as we do, we're going to also start clearing the Kundalini channel. So there are 3 chakras below the body, and we're going to just assert them coming on. So you can just imagine 3 chakras below the body. They're they're actually below your feet, so they're each cones, and they're facing down, and they're single. 3 feet below your feet, 8 feet below your feet, 11 feet below your feet. So you can just see them; they're about 3 feet apart. We're going to activate those chakras and just see them on. And they help us stay grounded and connected with the earth and really accessing the resources of the earth. And then we're waking up our feet chakras. They're discs at the bottom of our feet. And just awakening them up. You can feel the awakening in the feet chakras and knee chakras. And the knee chakras sometimes look like golden crowns if you've spent a lot of time in prayer on your knees. Some Christians, traditions, they pray on their knees, and the golden crowns can be one. So the knees, the ability to honor yourself with the knee chakras, and really your divine self. And then we're activating chakra 1, and this is at the perineum. And then at the base of the spine is chakra 2, and chakra 2 goes out the back. It's a little cone, it's about 6 inches narrow at the base of the spine, and then wider as it goes out, about 6 inches out, and then also at the pubic bone, chakra 2. And Kundalini is starting at the base of the spine, so we're really accessing both chakra 1 and chakra 2. And how the Kundalini awakens is it first starts with 1. So it's not necessarily seen as a double helix. It first starts as 1 kind of serpent-like energy. It's not a snake. It's just an energy that comes up, about looking like a spiral. It's going around the spine. And we're going to clear the spine and the relationship that the spine and the Kundalini have as we approach the upper regions. So just seeing the spine again being activated with the Kundalini, and we're bringing the Kundalini up a few inches, and we're just beginning to clear. It should feel wonderful. It should feel light. It should feel interesting, intriguing. There shouldn't be any feeling of trauma. There should be no sound with this. We're clearing out the path. A lot of times there's lumpy, bumpy stuff like clumpy oatmeal or clumps of gooky tar. And that's we're clearing out the blockages. Blockages can come from past lives. We've done a lot of clearing already on Kundalini prior to this, so the clearing of the programs and curses and things like that will really help, just with a gentle move, and especially the clearing we just did in the blueprint where we reset the blueprint. And as we're spiraling, having the Kundalini spiral up, just above the waistline is the third chakra in front and back, and we're activating the third chakra to 100%. So chakra 1, 2, and 3 are being activated to 100%. And as the Kundalini is touching the ends of the chakras, and so we're, you know, part of the same system, really. The Kundalini and chakras are part of the same system. And you are welcome in trance as you're sitting in meditation to also use your hand in a quantum pump movement if you'd like to help even more amplify the shifting energy, especially if you feel something is stuck. So you can use your right hand and do some quantum pumping, but leave your eyes closed and stay focused on the process. And we're moving up through, around the spine, up through the heart chakra area. And ladies, for you, that's the bra line in the back and the bottom of the sternum. And for men, bottom of the sternum and, of course, between the wings, lower bottom part of the wings. And the fourth chakra is activating. That's the heart chakra. The will chakra was the third chakra, the belly, just above the belly button and just at the waistline in the back. So we've got chakras 1 through 4 we're activating as we move the Kundalini, the single coil, up the spine. It should be gentle. It should be easy. Sometimes Kundalini is associated with birth and with death. So sometimes there's some intense charge on that. We're taking that off, the intensity of it. And we're experiencing the joy of it, you know, the joy of having the Kundalini and the awakening experience, the enlightened experience, like what it feels like. Sometimes I felt like there was a hollow blue tube that went through the center of my body related to how the Kundalini is so active in my body. And it just feels like amazing when I am in touch with that sensation. It just feels so blissful and so peaceful in the body and so divine. And we can continue to raise the Kundalini up through the neck. And now we're at the bottom of the neck, the chakra 5 again at the hollow of the neck in front and the little bump on the spine in back. Activating the fifth chakra to 100%, the Kundalini is touching both back and front of the chakra 5. We're continuing to raise the single coil up. Single coil is continuing to go up. And then into the sixth chakra, third eyebrow center. In back, it's about 3.5 inches up from the base of the spine on the back of the head where the chakra comes out, and then in the brow region, so between the two eyebrows is where it comes out in front on the sixth chakra. And we're bringing the single coil up through the sixth chakra, and then it's meeting up at the seventh chakra. Seventh chakra is your crown chakra. We're activating the crown chakra also to 100%. So as we touch these chakras, we're activating them to 100%, including the sixth and the fifth, just getting them on and spinning to 100%. It's feeling very wonderful and glorious. You can just see a lot of light coming in and a lot of really the nutrients that the chakras and the kundalini can feed the body. And we go up to the eighth chakra, about 2 feet above the body. It's typically in the aura, and this is where the kundalini starts dispersing and spiraling around the body. So this is a beautiful experience where it gets to the eighth chakra, activates the eighth chakra, and begins to, do its spiral dance around the physical body. And we're going to just enjoy the experience now of being bathed in kundalini energy. For those of you who are ready, you can awaken the second coil. And let's bring that second coil up through the first and second chakra. Base of the spine is where it starts. And through the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. So now you have the double helix. And is matching that beautiful ride that we did with the first coil. And then it's going up through the eighth and spiraling around the body. It's really in a dance of energy around the body inside the aura, inside your auric field. And we're just enjoying the fullness of kundalini in its awakened state, knowing that we can return to this when we sit in meditation, and we can return to this joy and this incredible feeling of awakened, enlightened connection. And we'll continue to allow the kundalini to do its wonder inside the aura and inside the body. And as we now are going to move up just to finish last week's process also, we'll go up through the chakras above the body. So we'll be waking up the 13 additional chakras. We've already been working with chakra 8, and so we're going to work with those additional chakras. And we're just going to move up. Oops, okay, 12 chakras above the body, so we'll just continue to move up through the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18, 19. It's so interesting to look at these chakras that are related also to your golden rings and your high self, and how we're experiencing an incredible activation. You, in these regions, you will see divine beings, you will see angels around. And we'll activate the golden rings at the same time. So just have our golden rings, 3 or 10 of them. We'll have the golden rings come on now. See the integration of high self with the spirit in body. See the soul really capable of doing its job of protecting. Seeing the life force setting again at 100%, and the strength and power that comes into the body from the spirit is now reset at 100% and holding at 100%. Continuing to run earth energy through the feet so you don't float away. So you want that earth energy up, grounding your body up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips. Continuing to feel the presence of Mother Earth. You're in a joy and bliss state. And I'd like you to, if you are dancing up with the angels right now and up in the higher regions of the chakras and the golden rings, I'd like you to imagine your spirit settling back into the center of your head. Tremendous amount of light and gold energy settling into the center of the head and then filling out your body as a spirit. And taking some nice breaths in and out, cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And coming back into the room, feeling really present in your body. And enjoying the kundalini in whatever state it's now currently in. It may be going back down now. It may be going to a quiet state, like water draining out of a bathtub. It's just going back down to its peaceful state. You're coming into your body feeling very energized and recharged, feeling very present. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Welcome back, everyone. And how was that for you? That was pretty amazing. I was laughing when you went through the fifth chakra. Very fun. Okay, wonderful. So I'm guessing some of you had some very profound experiences. That gentle awakening of the kundalini, first with one coil and then with the other coil spiral, really does make enjoying the process of awakening kundalini. So I encourage you, if you want to be practicing that, you can use this replay and just forward into this part. I've never done a meditation on this, but I could see how that would be a beautiful meditation. I felt a great deal of pain in my upper back around the heart chakra and kept yawning and felt awful. Was that just me? Nina, that probably was just you, because that's a little bit unusual. I hope you were pumping to clear that, because that would be like punishment energy from maybe a couple spiritual parasites is what I get when I test. So that was... feel floaty in my body. And Cindy says amazing, and Marisha says thank you, Julie, that was an amazing experience. And Eileen, amazing feeling, light, very peaceful, thank you, you're welcome. And Janet, thank you, just felt wonderful, nice energy, happy and joyful. And B, amazing feeling, light, very peaceful, thank you, you're welcome. And Eileen, amazing, let's see, do I need to clear something in my neck, the back of my neck? Alien type 4 and Archon, 3 of them, so yes, that would be good. Wonderful, nice, great meditation, you're welcome. I cried and cried, so very grateful, I felt enveloped in the arms of love and enlightenment and peace. Shaky now. Beautiful, Jen. So if you're shaky, a few more cleansing breaths and really feel yourself, firm in your body. That would be really helpful. Paula, it was out of this world experience. I was aware of the higher plane of existence. Things are going very fast here. Beautiful. I also was really seeing the higher planes of existence and a tremendous amount of gold light. I was having a vision, so it's amazing to take you guys through this process. Lots of colors, really bright white light. At some point I was dropping in the pump. Thank you. Wonderful. Presence of light beings around us, feeling renewed. Exactly. Paula, it was out of this world. I was aware of the higher plane experience, felt the presence of light beings around us. Beautiful. Okay, wonderful. I am going to read every one of these, and we'll share the chat box comments when we send out our our follow-up, I feel like I'd like to get into a tiny bit of prana before the class is over, and we really are almost at the end of our class already. Unbelievable. So let's go ahead and move right into the next one, prana and breath and breathing. So prana is the life force or vital energy which permeates the body, especially concentrated along the midline in the chakras. So again, we're activating, these are also intimately related. The chakras, the prana, the kundalini are all very intimately related. Prana is said to be the nutrient in our breath and is health promoting. So it's like there's prana in the air, we breathe it into our body. So some traditions say that it's the nutrient we breathe in. Breath establishes spirit and body at birth and defines the end of life, last breath. So it is intimately related to the quality and relationship of spirit to body for the duration of one's life. To clear the challenges to having great prana, we're going to pump to clear these. So amplification, bloodline, soul contracts, evil spirits, alien type 6 implants, guests, holographic inserts for the guests, and DNA issues can cause problems in prana or with having great prana. And then additional issues, control, suppression, held back, and the right to exist. So you will clear all of this. And while we're clearing this, I'll read some more comments. Let's see. Yeah. I think we're going to do great. Just so this is going to clear, and then there's a breathing exercise, the right and left nostril. So why don't you be pumping? Let's see. Yeah, I'll read a couple more comments. We'll pump, and then we'll do a breath exercise to complete. We'll do one pranic exercise to complete the class. Nancy says, so grateful for the class. Jamie, do I need to clear something causing lots of mucus? Alien type 4. And implants for Jamie. And Eileen says, thank you. And let me thank you so much. So beautiful. I almost burning with warmth and love inside me and around me. Beautiful. And Nadia did want to come back. So powerful. And Neela, I was shaking, laughing, so expanded, happy, beautiful beyond words. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. Love. And Trevor, mid pins and needles. Pleasant creeping up my legs. Interesting. Sherry, with my eyes closed, I saw a green and violet. Beautiful meditation. Thank you. Wonderful. Yeshwant, a very energetic experience. Can't we keep our kundalini raised permanently? You can, yes. Are my all my chakras open now? Kundalini Arohamanan. I get that it's a 50% true for you on keeping the kundalini up, and are your chakras all on and open? The answer is yes. And Sharon, thank you. Julie Renee, wow. And Nancy chills and many yawns, many wonderful. And Abdugafa, sorry to say, I feel nothing. That's all right. Sometimes that happens the first time you go through the experience of awakening the kundalini. There's nothing wrong with you. It's there. The process did happen, so it's interesting that you didn't feel it, but sometimes you need to clear the ability to feel spiritual energy moving. Nina, I did manage to open all my chakras despite the punishment energy. Yes, you did. Very good, Nina. Margaret, feel expanded, light and floaty, peaceful with a bit of sadness. And Audrey, feeling, felt lots of releasing and deep breath. And by the way, Margaret, sometimes sadness can be, like I said, it does carry the memory of birth and death, so there might be something in there that you might want to clear. Audrey, really releasing deep breaths. Yeshwant, Julie is sitting erect necessary during meditation, lying down in Shavasana is okay. It is okay. For the For the Kundalini, I think it's better to sit up because of what we're doing with the spine erect, but in meditation, laying down is perfectly fine. I usually lay down in meditation in Savasana. Barbara, thank you so much. Love and blessings. Lynn, the Essence class has been life-changing, uplifting for me. It's deepened my self-confidence, my optimism, my faith, my possibility of miracles, a sense of presence in my life and my physical body. It makes me feel bliss and joy. Thank you so much. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful comment. Thank you so much. Jamie, do we chop, doorknob, or pump Alien 4 and implants? We're just doing pumping today. And Margaret, I'm feeling a ton of releasing. I'm not getting the bliss that others are feeling. Is there a block for me? No, I don't think so. I think just keep clearing, Margaret. When you repeat this class, when you go through the replay a couple times, you will get to the bliss. It's just stuff that had been built up. That's clearing out, and it is definitely on its way out. And then for alien type 4, implants, for the person I answered for implants. Okay, my dears, we'll go out with some breath, and I hope to see you all in class next week. We have 100% you, 100% bliss starting off next week, and we have a couple really amazing things. We have the second round of earth clearing on Monday, and we have the announcement for the apprentice program on Wednesday. It's the same time as today. It's from 9 to 10. So we're doing an apprentice training for apprentices who want to consider going into the apprentice training Wednesday morning. We'll be sending you out a link probably today for that class. And, of course, it's free. It's just going to introduce you to the program. Prana, this way and this way. Breathing in through your nose, your right nostril. Holding for 16 counts. And breathing out for 8. Breathing in through the nose, 4 counts. So you're breathing in fast, holding, and breathing out. So we will do prana some more, I promise you, but we're out of time today. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for being in this class. And continue on. I just urge you all to keep going. We're just at the beginning, and my commitment is to make every single training that you participate in amazing for you. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Hey, by the way, we've got some videos coming up on the classes for next month, so please stay on and watch the videos, and I'll be on in the chat box for 10 minutes. Love you. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.